Welcome back, everybody, to Overdunk. This is episode 60 of your favorite competitive Pokemon Unite podcast. My name is Zoinks. I am joined here by the lovely Lazadin yet again. Lazadin, how has your last week been?
Oh, you know, it's been pretty eventful. You know, a lot of prep to be get done. Quals were obviously a whole thing.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, went really, really well.
Yeah, I've heard rumors of not dropping a single map. I love to see it.
Including the game where we had Rin play Mamoswine and Slash play Charizard with Exeggutor Jungle. That was a thing.
Yep, Spragles and I definitely clicked spectate on that match. It was great. Sneaky Seal also
did you win that game
tonight? Yeah,
you did. Yes,
they won that game. Oh, I thought you were warning us that you lost that game earlier. I heard about it. Anyway, hello, I'm Sneaky. Sorry, I heard like. I think you were in my chat, Laz, and you said, "Don't draft what we drafted, and you'll do fine."
No. That was from the Spinal Scrims that Red Love streamed on Monday, where we drafted like three scaling lanes and then got rolled by a Dodrio because it's stupid.
That does happen. That do be happening. Sneaky Seal, welcome to the show yet again, racking up the most guest spots on this show of all time. But we had to bring you in for the predictions show. How has your last week been?
Good. I've been pretty busy. It's actually been a while since I've been on here. I will say, yeah,
been a minute.
Probably closer to like regional finals. You know, we haven't of last year.
Yeah, it's been a minute. But I did have to get you back. I heard you built a lightsaber this last weekend, so that was worthy enough. I think of coming.
It's in a case behind me. Yeah, it's actually
that's
pretty sick.
Yeah, it's awesome. I can't wait to hear this story. That's gonna be great. But before that, we do have a lot of Unite to talk about today. Of course, if you're reading the title before you listen to it, if you're just clicking play and you don't know where we're at, this is Overdunk episode 60, and it is the EOS Cup pre-show. We're gonna have a very big, exciting weekend for all of the Western regions and OCE. There is going to be EOS Cup action happening across the globe. It's going to be a group stage into top 8 bracket for almost every region, EU being the exception, because in a couple of weeks, they are going to be in person at EUIC, the International Pokemon Championship event. Very cool. Unite gets more in-person events. I'm personally psyched about that. That's so cool to see. But everybody else is going to have group stage one day, and then the top 8 bracket the next the day after that. So today we're going to be talking about our predictions for EU and NA, of course, just groups of EU, and talking about our predictions for the bracket of top 8 of North America. Now, there's a lot of things to be excited about this tournament. One, group stage into bracket play is very exciting. Two, this is one of the only tournaments throughout the year that is actually having a cash prize for it. $10,000 for the team that wins first place, and then it goes down from there. $25,000 total prizing for every single region that is participating. So a little bit more in the line, plus a ton of CP, like season make or breaking amounts of CP on the line here as well. There's a lot to look forward to, but just general consensus I want from the two of you. Sneaky Seal, is there something that you are particularly excited about EOS Cup this weekend?
Wow. I was just thinking about that we have two top junglers returning to North America. You know, they took their breaks for whatever reasons, and they're both back, and I think the gameplay is gonna kind of shoot up a level as we're seeing like better teams play each other. I'm very excited for that. I think it's gonna be fun.
Yeah, it definitely feels like we're in a level up stage of North America, which is really cool, and hopefully we start to see the results of that very, very soon. Lazadin, how about you? What are you feeling towards EOS Cup? Are you excited? Are you nervous? I know you're an analyst on one of the top teams, so how does that feel going into a big tournament like this?
I mean, you know, there's always some nerves built in with it, right? Sure. Like, you can prep all you want, but eventually there's always going to be the one thing you don't prep for. Mm-hmm. But you know, generally speaking, I'm pretty excited. You know, I think we've put a lot of work in, and it's really starting to show. I think Rin has already returned to being the best jungler there is, in my opinion.
Okay.
And I think I'm really excited to show that to everyone.
Sick. I'm excited to see it. I mean, they definitely were crowned as one of the best in the region, if not the best for a long time, by a large amount of the community. So seeing Rin returning to play is something that I think everyone can be really excited for. And I did see one question in the chat. We're going to be having any casts of the EOS Cup here on the channel. We unfortunately will not be, but Sneaky Seal, I believe you are planning to cover some North America content on your channel?
Yeah, we're trying to do like a ESPN like cut to other games, because there's gonna be some red zone. You know, there's gonna be four groups playing at the same time, from what I understand, on Saturday.
Got it.
I'm waiting to hear from people who know what is like if they're going to do an official broadcast of anything. I don't know. I guess after
I've heard is that there will be no North America on broadcast on Saturday. It'll just be EU coverage.
So just, you know where to go then. Twitch.tv/TheSneakySeal. I'll be watching it all. Cutting to my observers, Gamma and Speed Lemon so far. We might be looking for a third to make sure we get every group.
That's so hype. Oh, I'm so excited.
Yeah, we did that for regional finals. It went pretty good, but I think if it's more structured, it should be better this time. So
yeah, can't wait to see Sneaky Seal with the Batman and Dark Knight moment with just monitors of Pokemon Unite gameplay happening. That's gonna be really, really sick. But
yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what that beats Gamma.
Yeah. Yes. I don't know.
They're just putting the L in Latin America South, I guess.
Oh, come on now. They didn't deserve it. This is about EU and NA. And speaking of which, this is the two regions that we're going to be focusing in on tonight's episode. And I want to talk about just general overall thoughts on the two regions as we head in. Some big narrative kind of discussions. EU, to me, seems pretty rote at this point in time in the season. Tallypopo looks honestly immortal. They look untouchable every bracket they head into, whether that's grassroots tournament or official UCS. Nouns looks solid too, but they've had a pretty big roster move. Marv leaving the team, 60s stepping in, and speaking of which, 60s now off of Woof Woof and having another player fill in there. So a little bit of roster shakeup, not as big as North America, but still some changes there, and Tallypopo still just kind of remains the same. Two of you, Leslie, let's start with you. Is Tallypopo, is there a chance they get taken down, or is this already their tournament won?
I think that
Redmaw left
as far as the groups go, I don't think that if they play to even half their standards, they should drop a single game.
Okay.
I just don't think that if we're going to see Tallypopo get pushed, it'll be this weekend. No offense to Zephyr. I love Zephyr. Big fan.
Mm-hmm.
But Tallypopo is just really, really strong right now.
Yeah.
And if there's any roster that can do it, it's the new Nouns.
Okay.
But I don't see that happening this weekend for sure.
Okay. And to clarify, everybody, I misspoke before. Not Marv, sorry. Redmaw, the top path player that is no longer on the Nouns roster. So thank you, chat, for correcting me. Sneaky Seal,
R.I.P.
How about you? How are you feeling around how you feeling around Tallypopo? Can anybody beat them?
R.I.P. Redmaw, by the way. I thought he was great. He did amazing at Worlds. You know, he's, mm-hmm. I thought he was a big part of their run. If anyone knows, is he playing at all still?
Not this tournament. I don't believe they are playing at all this tournament. In the future, who knows? But yeah, at the moment, we do not have Redmaw on a roster, as far as I know.
Gotcha. I do think, obviously, Tallypopo is very scary. I think Toon has found exactly, you know, what he wanted was to, like, they're just winning everything constantly. It's two in a row. They look scary. It's hard for people to compete. I think similar stuff is kind of happening in NA where, like, there's one team that, not one team, but, like, there's a team that's kind of sticking together, and then the EU team seem to be, like, making changes. Everyone's trying to figure it out before at least AOS Cup. If you don't stick together after this, though, it's kind of tough, right?
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, that's actually an interesting question you bring up. So roster moves are pretty frequent in the start of the season, but championship points being awarded individually makes these roster swaps, unless you're kind of on that bottom to mid-tier level of team who's kind of just making it into these tournaments barely, roster moves all of a sudden get very scary. If you want to let a player off your roster, all of a sudden you're losing a large chunk of championship points towards your Worlds qualification. That can be a bit of a risk. Sneaky, do you see more roster moves happening in the future, or do you think we're kind of slowing down on that now and AOS Cup was kind of our last chance to do so?
For EU, I don't actually know. I'm not too involved. I think besides Nouns and Tallypopo, that there is a possibility that people could, like, swap. That's a little different from NA, where there is more than, like, these two top teams that are getting, I think it's first and second each time, right?
Nouns did not get second place last time.
They got third.
Yeah,
but it's still pretty close, and depending on how AOS goes, you probably see them at first or second again, and it is going to be like a, hey, do we have the most points going to this?
Mm-hmm.
And people could swap. You could do the math and try your best, poach somebody, and that could literally be the difference maker as you getting, like, third or fourth rather than just getting, like, You could get like maybe fifth or sixth. Math is fun. Yeah. People could figure it out.
Right.
And that could be like a convincing factor to a bunch of people to just, you could poach somebody because of math. And yes. You're like, hey, we're kicking this person.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a lot of points. If you're scared to qualify and want to go to Worlds, boom. And that's, I can see that in both regions as well, but both regions, they're like, NA has, I think Lazen sent me a lot of points recently of like the top five teams. And so it's
2,700 for ASU and then 1,482 for TTV and 1,480 for us.
Wow.
And then like 1,380 something for GT, 12 something for Unown, and then like be below that, it's all sub 1K.
Wow. Okay. Interesting.
So
Amaterasu on a clear path forward. Like they are the pace car ahead of a lot of the championship point totals. Now, Lazadin, I gotta ask you, in your mind, you are on a team that wants to have that top championship point spot. I know the mentality, everyone's gonna say you gotta beat everybody, blah blah blah, no emotions, but is there a bit of a target on Amaterasu's back for these top three teams? Are they like, okay, we want to win everything, but specifically, we do not want Amaterasu to win because we want to take the lead over them?
I mean, yeah, obviously, like, you know, you'd prefer if they got lower placements, so they get less points. That'd be ideal.
Blue shell them. I hear you.
Just blue shell, but not really much we can do. Like, we're not going to probably even interact with them until top four, I think.
Sure.
Based on how the bracket is, but...
Okay, but, like, how bad is the, like... Are you not scrimming against them or anything like that? Like, is it, like, that tight? All right, I don't have to dig into scrim.
I do not want to answer that.
No, don't make Laz, like... From what I've seen, teams are not... My opinion is you shouldn't scrim anybody in your groups. If your projected seed is the first game, you probably shouldn't play them. But eventually, like, brackets shake up. You have to scrim people eventually, right?
Yeah. That is true.
I will confirm that we have not scrimmed anybody on our group and have no plans to do so. Like,
there we go. So at least that's happening. I do think, good teams should scrim good teams. If you're projected to meet somebody in, like, maybe grand finals at regional finals, do you think about it? I don't know. It depends, but I'm not sure that's on people's minds all the time.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, obviously not yet, but when that number one spot is up for grabs later on in the year, I think people will start getting a little more hungry for that top one. Now, let's talk about the storyline surrounding North America. Now, on paper, it does feel a little more exciting. It doesn't feel as set in stone as Tally Bobo or Gods and everyone else is competing for that spot. I think we are at a pretty exciting moment. We had two winners now for two different monthly finals, and March had only three repeat teams within the top eight. A ton of shakeups, lots of really good teams scattered throughout these groups. I think there is a couple of groups of death if you want to look at it in some certain ways. Ben is ringing. You have to pick up the phone. Now, there's a lot of really exciting stuff going on in North America, but Seeky Seal, if you could try to summarize North America, what is like the main thing that you're looking out for? Any storylines? Any just one team? Like, what is going on? What is going through your head when you think about North America as a region?
I still feel like we lost so many like strong players, and the teams are like trying to figure it out still. But I mean, it's starting to shape up. Like, we're starting to find, like, the really good teams. The consistent teams are the three that probably qualified, you know, twice in a row. Still, LG is, I would say, pretty consistent. You know, maybe I think that was probably a fluke.
I'd say they're good. I wouldn't say they're consistent.
Well, I think they're going to be a bit more consistent with a new player, right? But,
Honeymoon.
Yeah, I think they'll, oh, hey, well, don't jinx them. Jeez. 50% of marriages fall apart. So, like, you can't call it a honeymoon.
coin flip, call it whatever you want, I guess. I don't
know. Oh, boy. They're flipping their range. Sorry. I think it's gonna be tough. I do think you're probably gonna send four really, really good teams. You're gonna send four really, really good teams to Japan, and we'll probably put up a good showing at least at Worlds like before.
Cool. Sneaky Seal storyline of North America's will be pretty good. And I like it. I think that actually does sum it up better than you'd think. Lazadin, how about you? When you look at the rest of the region in North America, what do you think's the general storylines that you're feeling from this region? What's the tension here?
Oh dear. Let's see. I mean, like, if we look at the, like, do we want to get too, do you want me to get too deep into the groups, or do we want to save that for just
let's save that. Let's save that. This is like general thoughts before we head into predictions.
I think that people are starting to, because this is North America as a whole has always had this thing where we're kind of like really shit at developing in new patches. Like, we're just really, really bad at it. I don't know why.
Interesting.
But the longer a patch goes on, the stronger we tend to look.
Okay.
And right now we are at the longest patch of the competitive season. So I think that this will be one of the strongest that NA looks for a while.
Okay. That's really exciting. I like that.
And then we'll have to see how that turns out. I have my own thoughts, but I don't want to say anything and then like lose on Saturday and just get that thrown at me on Twitter. So
you're going to get it like, thrown at you from me on the show though. So you got to really choose your poison, but that's fine.
Do you want to like make another server to delete after you lose? Like, is that an entire server? Just let me know. Like, we need help setting up the rules and moderations.
Easy, you two. Okay, let's pivot back to EU here. So, the EU is the first region that we're going to be watching, of course. And in case you are new to the championship scene or don't really understand how the format's going to be going for these different regions, because they do flow a little differently between EU and NA because of this in-person event. But Saturday is going to be broadcast of the group stage of EU, but they will not be playing out their top eight. That will be in a couple of weeks at London in person. So that'll be pretty straightforward. So for the predictions, all we're really gonna do is predict groups. We're gonna get on a future episode of Overdunk, we'll get in a little deeper into our predictions of who's gonna win the tournament, all the matchups, the whole bracket predictions, everything like that. We won't get too deep into EU, but let's pull up the groups right now. Now, this is with a disclaimer that Group A will not look like this. Los Pibi and Comfy both will not be participating. However, there'll be two fill-in teams, is what I'm told. Those aren't confirmed yet, so we're just gonna leave it at that. But most of our opinion is that Telebobo and Zephyr win out in Group A. Telebobo over Zephyr, in my opinion. Sneaky and Lazanin, any disagreements there, or are those the two teams coming out of Group A?
I don't think that there's another reasonable argument to be made, honestly.
All right, that sounds right. Yeah, Sneaky Seals, do you have an unreasonable argument that you'd like to bring up?
Could Comfy the character get banned and not the team? Like, can we figure this out? What's going on?
Yeah, okay. Any world though that Zephyr upsets Telebobo in groups, doesn't knock them out, but any upset potential for Zephyr to take out Telebobo?
I can see that for sure. Yeah. Zephyr plays a lot of really bizarre stuff.
Crustle
and
tank.
Sometimes
unironic
you just
Crustle
get,
tank.
Sometimes you just get bizarre things thrown at you and you don't fully know how to deal with them, and it's weird.
Yeah. Okay.
Zephyr had a couple they had a sister team last year, right?
Zephyr White.
Is this the red or the white?
Or it's the blue combo? Actually.
It's the blue
America.
Well, France also has the same colors, so that's fair. But yeah, look, I mean, it's possible. No one's unbeatable, especially in a game like Unite, where there's comeback mechanics.
As an aside, because Gamma just mentioned the reason they were DQ'd, please stop playing with people that are 15, guys. Yeah, like, it's very possible to qualify. Don't shoot yourself in the foot. That would be stupid.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy, actually.
I just do. I feel like, do I have to like ID my teammates? Is that what's happening?
Well, the organization like, will. So
you gotta... the organization will. I'd rather not get disqualified because I'm playing with a child. How is that happening?
Yeah. All right. I don't want to go down that tangent. Group B, we have Nouns Esports, Off Meta, FlyHandFly, and GigaChat. Now, I personally think this is as close to a group of death that we have in Group B. Maybe Group D you could bring up, I think. But I think that in Group B, both FlyHandFly and GigaChat have a decent chance of coming out of groups here. I don't know too much about Off Meta, but personally, I really respect both FHF, I'll call them here, and GigaChad in this matchup. I think Nouns comes out of this group number one. I don't think anyone's disputing that. But Lazanin and Sneaky, where are you at with this group? FlyHandFly or GigaChad coming out of this one?
I need to double check Off Meta's roster real quick.
Okay, sure. Yeah, sorry. I'm
looking. And I think Honestly, though, Giga Chad's name is given the upper hand, but I really don't. I don't have enough information.
One interesting note I've seen on Twitter is that Fly and Fly and Giga Chad are both primarily German rosters, and they were both kind of sad that they had to go up against each other in group already, which is a tough spot to be. But yeah, I personally am voting for Giga Chad. I think not Dodo, the player on their team, really, really good. Giga Chad's been kind of tearing it up in some smaller grassroots tournaments, but slow has Fly and Fly. Okay, I'm not saying they perform way better. I don't think that's necessarily true. I think it's even. Anyway, my vote's going to Giga Chad. I just feel strongly about that team. I'm just seeing it.
I will put my vote on FHF.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll just Giga Chad. Good name. Good for them.
All right, cool. All right, where's a question mark of Fly and Fly? Okay, Group C, Time to Shine, Sentient, Summer House, and Phantom Slayer. Now, I think everyone was pretty sure that Time to Shine will be making it out of this group. I think the first are pretty locked solid across the board so far. The next one's Sentient. Sentient has Nikolas on this team, who's former Rocket League pro, now turned Pokemon Unite player. Pretty cool dude. Nice. I like Nikolas a lot. Summer House has Vazeed, though. And then I don't know too much about Phantom Slayers. So is the Vazeed diff enough to put Summer House in the second one? Or does Nazu coaching a team like Sentient enough for us to credit them into second place?
Vazeed continues to qualify, man. He's doing it.
He's doing it, yeah.
I give it to Vazeed just because...
Okay, one vote for Vazeed.
Summer fan here.
Summer House. All right. Lazarus?
Oh, I love both these teams. Oh, it is so hard to pick. I'll throw the vote on Sentient.
Okay, I'm also voting for Sentient, so we are predicting Vazeed to go out in groups. Ooh.
Sorry, Vazeed. I'm so sorry.
I'm seeing he qualified for the team last month, but did he not play for them?
No, he did. He subbed for a team and then he had to play for them.
Yes,
because
they actually didn't. Wasn't it Feeling Cute or something? No, who was it?
Yeah,
I'm just not seeing his name.
No, I'm thinking of February where it was.
Yeah, he played on Banana Boys in February, but I'm pretty sure he played on Feeling Cute.
Yeah, I don't think they updated the like who was on it. He was a sub, but they didn't like update the Wikipedia. Anyway.
All right, Group D. Now, I think if Group E was what I was considering a group of death, I think that Group D is probably the biggest question mark of a group. Squishy Squad did qualify through winners, and they are a team that I think a lot of people consider to be competitive in the scene. However, they haven't made a top eight yet. I don't think they made it in February or March. But that means they came from a pretty low seed to make it through winners, which is respectable. Now, they'd be going up against Wolf, Warlords, and Redemption. I think all three of those teams are right. I think Wolf is probably a head above, but the other two teams are very close in competition to Squishy Squad and Redemption. So, is Wolf the clear number one here, or because Squishy Squad came through winners, are we going to give them the vouch for first out of the group?
Squishy Squad qualified through winners from seed 13.
Okay.
Pretty respectable.
Yeah, I think so.
I personally would still give the edge to Woof. There's a lot of veteran names on that roster. And I think, you know, I think it's Potato's time to shine. Garchomp is playable in this meta.
Mm-hmm. Very playable. Okay. Yeah, I am tending to agree. Sneaky Seal, are you all right giving number one over to Woof?
Yeah, big Woof fan. You've got players like Zonti who...
Yeah.
I always respect players like him who are like really good at other games too. He's like, I'm pretty sure he's a high ranked TFT guy.
Yep.
Always put respect on people who can grind another game and also be good at that one.
Also was a HOTS player, right? He's like one of the HOTS crew.
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. But I know he has like ranked one EU TFT multiple times, so.
Okay. Cool. All right, so Wolf was there. My personal vote, Squishy Squad for number two. Any shout-outs? Anybody trying to make a statement for Warlords of Redemption? They're both decent teams. I just think Squishy Squad, it's their time. It's finally their time.
I know of Ray Dizet from like at least Ladder and other, and maybe like other EU stuff. I don't think it's. I think they could maybe qualify as well.
All right,
from Warlords.
That's on Warlords. Okay,
it's definitely not possible. I will say that it is Pokemon Unite we are talking about.
Mm-hmm. That is true. Okay,
with you said a inconsistent first seed Squishy Squad. It's certainly possible. I think anyone. Okay. If they hadn't qualified before.
I just love hearing the caster say woof woof a bunch of times. Well, so does the team. So, all right. Squishy Squad and Warlords, I think, are going to be our two potentials out of this group. My personal choice is Squishy Squad. I think the rest are saying potentially Warlords. Who knows? With teams this close in a game like Unite, it really could go either way. Well, cool. I think that's all the predictions we'll do with EU. I mean, like I said, we're going to have a closer look at the top eight bracket when we know what it is, when we're heading towards EUIC, and we can go more in-depth those teams. So let's pivot over to our side of the world in North America. So the groups are as follows. In Group A, Amaterasu, Purple Hearts, Ignorance, and Holy Crew. In Group B, we have TTV, Geomancy, Spinal, and Team TOS. In Group C, we have Luminosity Gaming, Team YouTube, Ben, and I Hate Greedence, I believe. And yes. Then in Group D, we have GT, Unknown, Brave Birders, and UU times 3. So, yeah, those are going to be our four groups for North America. How? I mean, this is some interesting groups. Like, a lot of these could have some real big shakeups. I think number one seed across the board, pretty locked in. But other than that, I feel like the second spot in each of these groups is actually going to be a really interesting game for each one. So maybe we can go a bit more in depth on these groups and what we think of the big matchups between these teams. But I think the one that doesn't have too much to talk about is Group A. We were talking Amaterasu. It really feels like they're ahead above the rest of the groups in Group A.
Yeah, I think normally a first seed gets rewarded with their group, and that's what we're seeing here.
Mm-hmm.
Especially because just going kind of through it in general, it looks like there's a fall off after like maybe seed 5, right?
Really? I don't know, like, if it's that maybe steep of a fall. Six. Off.
It's not that steep, but it looks, I don't know. It reminds
me. I'd say
me
after
of
like
TTV's
eight, then there's a steeper one. But yeah.
Are you saying Purple Hearts and Ignorance are not? They're pretty close, right? I put them.
Well,
at eight,
I that was one thing last time we were talking about the show. Purple Hearts beat Ignorance in qualifier bracket. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, they did. We thought we were going to be facing Ignorance in our qualifier bracket, and we ended up against Purple Hearts instead.
Interesting. Can you give me any info on Purple Hearts? I mean, you played against them. I didn't get a chance to see very much gameplay from them. How do they play?
They love playing Sylveon and Blastoise. They love their Machamp. They've got a core player. They've got, sometimes they throw on fucking Wigglytuff. It's definitely a very interesting, like, hodgepodge of characters. They don't play a very meta style. Mm-hmm.
All of those picks you just mentioned seem like pretty individual, kind of like carry picks. You know, a little bit of offlaning, some big individual plays to try to get you to win games. Am I sort of picking up the vibe from them correctly?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
Okay.
We didn't really get to see them execute their game plan all that much. They were kind of forced to respond to our game plan instead, but.
You're playing LG. It's the tough one.
Yeah,
the mental game that you go through when you see LG in your bracket already, even before you get in the game, is definitely something that you have to think about. I mean, we talked about it in other esports, but I think it even happens in Unite to a certain degree. When there is a team that is so good, you have to take into question some of the plays that good teams make against them, because you're just overthinking everything. You're just like having to play against yourself half the time when you're already deciding you've lost in bracket, which is a tough spot to be in. But we'll have to go more in depth and stuff like that. But Amaterasu, strong team ahead. Purple Hearts did beat Ignorance, who is a top four team from February. Holy Crew, I don't know too much about their roster either, but I think the other three teams are definitely the big ones to be credited towards. Well, let's just each throw our individual predictions. Sneaky Seal, who are the two teams coming out of this group?
I'm going to get started with ASU, and then, you know, it, it, we just, they, I think just because Purple Hearts won the matchup, I could give it to them. I liked a bit of what I saw versus Luminosity, and I also... Joey, I think we've seen around for the last probably year of playing the game. The name sticks out to me as one of the support players out there. They looked pretty good. I'll give it to them. Just
Cloudbuster was solid, too. I will say that.
Really? Okay. Okay, some good vouches across the board. Lazen, are you going to also vouch for Purple Hearts?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. I mean, they beat him in qualifier bracket, so that definitely is something to remember. I lover of a comeback story, and I think Ignorance is a better squad than they've been showing in recent weeks. So my personal vouch is going to be for Ignorance. But Purple Hearts is going to be on the screen right now. Group B, TTV, Geomancy, Spinal, and Team TOS. Now, Spinal recently adding Pikadif, and who else did they add to that team?
Relentless and Vin Diesel.
They added. Okay, so Vin Diesel and
I hate this guy's name. He's isn't he The Rock? Also, what's his what?
I don't know. He's anyway, too many new additions to Spinal, and then of course Team TOS. If you didn't know him before, you know him again. Sanji and the gang are back together. This time with Fez, Rhino, Artryu, and Muk. Anybody else?
Mm-hmm.
That's the five.
That is a legendary five. And then, of course, you know TGB. Geomancy, this is Oblivion's new squad, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. they've also been getting coached by Jungle Book for a hot minute before Oblivion even joined.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, cool. They had been, yeah. Sweet. It's with the Lagoon, Hyo, Reason, and one sec, I need to pull up my spreadsheet because I forgot the fifth person.
Support.
Toleman. Okay, cool, sorry Toleman.
Okay, that's also a crazy good roster. I am tempted to call this the like most competitive group. Is everyone in agreement with that? Is group B like the tightest group?
I think if you replace any of the four groups and if you replace any of the four teams in B with any of the three bottom teams in A, they would instantly get the second seed out of the group. I'll put it that way.
Yes. It's a very complicated way to... Okay.
Okay. Do you not think that... I feel like D is closer like all around, but I do think the teams, the other teams by TTV are close, right?
I feel like group B is way closer than D, personally.
Oh, okay.
I think group B would call the group of death personally. I think group D has some, it's a little clearer for me to pick the two winners. Do any of us think that TTV doesn't make it out of this group?
No.
You know, maybe Celestial, something happens. He listens to too much EDM.
Too much? No, he gets better.
He gets better. I don't know. I'm not sure. I think they're good as long, you know. It should be good. They look good. I like Celestial.
Okay. All right. Now the fun part comes. Geomancy, Spinal, TOS. Let's all go just through our predictions really fast. Lazanin, who's your prediction to make it out of this group?
Once TOS, always TOS. TOS takeover, baby. Let's go.
All right. That sounds about right. Sneaky Seal.
It's so hard. I think any of the three teams can make it out, but I'm such a big fan of players that have just like formed Spinal and TOS in the last month.
Mm-hmm.
Love Pikadif, AZ, Red Love, and then I like Art and Sanji, Muk. I like actually all of TOS. So I'll just say, you know, go Pikadif, go Spinal. It was always Spinal.
But
TOS can certainly do it. Big fan of them too.
I have predicted TOS before, and it came true, but I am switching it up. I think the air is still different. I think the air is different enough. Spinal takes it number two. Spinal on top. I like that these hashtags are coming to fruition. TOS takeover, Spinal on top. We're having some good ones. Yeah, I personally think they're... And Fork this em. Is all to say, yeah, Forkum is great. Listen, Geomancy is still a very good team. It would not surprise me in the slightest if they qualified. But I personally am just going to give the vouch over to Spinal this game. I think they've been playing really well. I like the new additions. I think it's looking clean, so I'm excited about it.
That group is good enough that I would not be surprised if TTV got second seed. I'd be surprised if they didn't qualify. Yep. But like any TTV plus one,
I could see even like a 2-1 like a whole tie. They have tiebreakers set, right?
Yes, yeah. I remembered those, but they usually don't happen because it's like also like in games, like it's like if you win in a 2-0, it changes and everything. But if you had to pick a game out of this group, what do you think is the most exciting game to happen in this group?
Spinal TOS,
Geomancy TOS, I think would be very good. But I think Spinal TOS might be the best game out of it. Like, that's like the most telling game, I think.
Yeah, we save the drama for the top eight every time, you know?
That is true. But drama. I don't know. This is a very tight group. I think that would be a fun matchup, but okay. Alright, let's move on to Group C. We've talked a lot about Group B, but that's because I think it's the group of death. I'll try to draw a little skull. Group C, LG, YouTube, Ben, and I Hate Greedence. All right, there's my skull. There, he's so cute. Okay, see, LG, YouTube, Ben, Greedence. All right, well, I think Luminosity Gaming takes this one. I don't particularly see them dropping a game. I definitely think you could drop some. I don't see you dropping a match. I do think you could drop some games in here potentially. If you give a Kilo Venusaur in draft, I guess maybe.
I literally coached the team with a Kilo on it. I'm not like. Inting draft against Aguila, what?
That is true. That is very true. You know him. You know him. Okay. Lazanin, this is your group. Let's just say, out of this group, who else makes it out of this one other than you? You two, Ben, or the I Hate Greedence?
Let's see. Probably... I don't know. There's a couple of these teams that, like, have really good hot streaks and really good cold streak, or like a really bad cold streaks.
Yep.
I would say either YouTube or Ben. Yep. 90%. I'd lean on Ben because they're the one that's most likely to take a random match off of us.
almost as if there's a history. Okay.
But otherwise, yeah, like I think either one of them could definitely pull it off. No offense to We Hate Greedence, but the Machisler is, I think his time has come.
All right. I had to hear it. Sneaky Seal, I'm pretty sure I know where you're going with this one, but between Team YouTube and Ben, where are you going?
Oh, sorry. Hold on. I'm getting a call really fast. Let me just, hello? Ben? Oh, no. Oh, yeah. Gotcha. Yeah. Ben just called me. He said he's getting first in the group.
Okay.
Over Luminosity again.
Check the Venmo. Sneaky definitely getting paid.
No, I think I'm a big fan of Rex.
Rex?
And I think he can certainly do it. Rex on Team YouTube again. Yeah, back on Team YouTube.
That's true.
You know, a bit of a breakup, I guess, week long. Back together.
technically, no roster change between March and Aeos. Yeah.
I think he can do it. Big Ben fan. I think just because of what they did to Luminosity last month, they have a chance to do that like tiebreaker thing. I think they certainly could like just have that game extra over YouTube and take it.
Yeah, I think Ben versus YouTube is going to be a very good game. Like, I think it is going to be the best game out of this group. I think Luminosity is going to tear up whatever team is fed to them. I think that YouTube and Ben is going to be the placement match. Who wins out of this group between these two? I personally am giving my vouch towards YouTube. I think Ben has some great players. I think they are just really solid, very strange picks, but very good picks when they can make them look like that. But I think YouTube just has been getting better and better, and their consistency has been increasing, which is something that is very cool for that team. And I think this is the tournament that it's going to start paying off a little bit. I don't think they'll have a huge run in top eight, but I think they will make it to top eight. But all that being said, Group D, GT, now with Stockings, Unknown, now with Bloodline, Brave Birders, still with Colin Tang, and Uwu times three, now with Chaotic, and who else is on that team?
Silent and Bulby. I think the other
Gollum and Izzy McGuire are the other two.
Okay.
I literally couldn't tell you. I think those might be Silent Sheepy viewers. I don't know.
Bulby, the TTV killer themselves, is on this roster.
Okay. I mean, that's a lot of formidable players. They are in the fourth seed in this one, which is some question marks there. But I think GT takes this one first. Any disagreements there?
Yes.
Okay.
I think it's... I'm going to say it's up in the air. I'm going to say that Silent Sheepy team is good.
Okay.
And I don't know who's going to win. Good? Well, don't roast them.
No. I was going to say, like, who'd they lose to? It was just EDV, right? Yeah.
And it looked not bad, you know? I'm just going to say I think it could go, I think, between Unknown, GT, Uwu. Could be one, two, yeah, anywhere in that group. I don't know.
Okay. My personal votes on this group are GT1 and Unknown2. I know we've talked about it before on this podcast. Unknown is a bit of a feast or famine team. They have it's another one of those teams, and NA has a lot of them that are very streaky. They'll go on and they'll win 2-3 tournaments in a row, and then they'll just have kind of middle of the pack placings in a few other tournaments after that. I personally think Unknown is looking, I think they'll be way better with Bloodline. And not way better, just definitely feeling really good about having Bloodline on that team. So I am personally giving a big vouch towards Unknown. So GT1, Unknown2, I think Brave Bird is a new woo are solid rosters, but I think those are the two picks for me. Lazada, how about you?
Oh boy, I'm going to be boring and say Unknown2.
Unknown2? Okay, along with me.
So yeah.
I'll take the woo support.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll be that person.
Okay. So Seeky Seals vouches for Uwu. You're going Uwu GT?
I think that this is the strongest GT has ever looked.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
You know, I'm going to see... I saw the Benphone. I saw the Benphone game. They were up 400 points. Absolutely threw the game. I'm going to say GT doesn't make it out. That's a toxic... I mean, that's toxic.
That's the toxic take? Okay, you saw Espo with chat, take. And you immediately went for the gun. I get you. Okay. All right, GT, my personal vote is Unknown. We have some votes here for Uwu and Unknown. All right, maybe this one's a bit more of a shakeup than I thought. We'll have to see when it comes down to when we actually get to see these groups play. And yeah, I got some people in Catch Up saying that Unknown, maybe not Feast or Famine, their placings have been really good. I'm just talking more long term. I guess I'm talking just like to Senda and in the past. Like, I think Freaks teams have had kind of hot or cold moments, but I'm looking a little bit longer than just this Unite Championship season, which maybe isn't fair to this team because they're more new than that. They're not tied to that roster. So,
well, also this like specific roster is 3 out of 5. Is it 3 out of 5 or 4 out of 5 from last month? It's
4 out of 5.
4 out of 5.
4 to 5. Yeah.
Yeah. They've changed one person every month.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Slow, small changes. But if I'm honest, that's how I would prefer teams make changes. Is with one player at a time, try it out, see what's happening. I think blowing up the roster and forming a brand new one is stressful and tough to work around, so I personally think that is the better way to do it. Okay, well, awesome. Well, there is our group predictions. We got GT and Unknown here in Group D, or if you're Sneaky Seal, very different predictions. I think you said Unknown and Uwu, right, Sneaky?
It's not very different, you know. We're switching one team for the other one.
Okay,
we're switching one
whatever.
Team for the other one. We're just—it's like one team, you know. And then you take one of them out and you put another one in.
Well, that being said, the story of North America is not going to stop there this weekend. On Sunday, we're going to be looking at the top 8 of these teams to make it out of bracket. And instead of doing a full hypothetical bracket, because who knows how that'll look, we have a pretty terrible track record of predicting the correct bracket seedings here on the podcast and in the community. We are going to have to take a look at our just general predictions as it's coming. So why don't we all just go around and we say, who do we think is winning the entire tournament of North America? And then I want you to say your MVP on the team if they do win it all. Lazadin, who's the MVP on LG if you win?
I think that especially after... I mean, like, the cheesy answer would just be the new pickup, right?
Sure.
But I think that after Overlord's, you know, twit longer, and he's really taken some time to... the twit longer they showed on stream multiple times, which I thought was hilarious.
Not asked if they could show it either.
Yeah, by the way.
Okay, listen.
that's all basically totally in their right. Like, I think if a player is getting mad that they're using their public Twitter as content for broadcast,
wasn't mad. It's just really funny. We were watching.
No, it was just funny.
We were watching together, and he goes, "What the heck, guys?" He's like, "Why is this being shown?"
That is so funny.
But no, like, he definitely. I mean, you know, like if you look at his, you look at his stats from Night Mike's last week. Like he. Every single game, he's playing like he has something to prove, and that is scary coming from that kid.
Dude, that scissor lock and pick, man. That was something else. Okay, so Overlord MVP with LG winning it all. Sneaky Seal, how about what is your pick to win the entire tournament, and who would be the MVP on that roster?
I'll just do something different. I'll just say TTV. I've always been a Celestial fan. I think this is a great... well-rounded roster around him. I think he can show everybody that he's I think he's also going to punish a lot of other junglers in the game. Okay. The same thing with Rin. They're coming back to a scene where like a lot of good junglers left. We lost Toon, Jungle Book, Rin, Celestial, and they were all not in last month, but now they're all, two of them are back. I think one of them will take it.
Okay. I like it. So TTV vouch. You're saying either Celestial or who is your other MVP vote?
I was gonna say the other team that I think would win is Luminosity, but right. I just said Celestial's MVP or I don't know, Zugrug, he's insane, always insane.
Yes.
Good player.
Zugrug, do be stealing Reggie's pretty constantly. Yeah. All right, my vote, I think, it's just going to be Luminosity. I think the rumors around their power is terrifying, and if even half of those are true, I'm very excited. I think this team's going to go absolute sicko mode and take over. If I'm going to pick an MVP, I'm going to say... I razz him way too much on this show to not do it. I think it's Kyrios is going to step into the MVP role. I mean, back on attacker, which I think is a really good spot for them. Their Espeon is absolutely sick. I'm expecting to see a lot of crazy secures from the man, the myth, the legend, who still can't beat me at Smash Brothers. I'm going to give it to Kyrios. So that is my MVP vote.
He's about to get training from MKLeo. And
is that... Hold on.
What's up?
Hold up.
Yeah, what's any questions or what's going on?
Is that fighting words? Do I need to get you in the Discord?
I'd be fighting words if he actually showed up to catch the smoke. Up? But I mean, we'll see. Anyway,
I think he has a lot of possible, trainers now on the same org as him. So I think I don't know if he's standing a chance, Soinks. He's just got to get one
session.
Oh,
that's unfortunate.
I don't stand a chance. Oh my gosh, these children think they can compete with the elderly like me. This is absurd. All right. The next question I have for North America is
27.
I just turned 27 years old. That is true. Let's talk dark horses of this team. Now, I think when we're picking a dark horse, we're not picking a dark horse that could win the entire tournament. I think my breakpoint for considering a team to be a dark horse would be, let's say, top four. What's a team that you think a lot of people are discrediting right now, maybe sleeping on, that you think has the capability to make top four in EOS? They're winning a good chunk of money at that spot, a lot of championship points. I think top four in EOS is a very respectable spot out of a group of 16. So everybody's dark horses, let's hear them. Sneaky Seal, you're up first.
I think a Woo could do something. That's my answer.
All right. Okay. They could do something.
They almost did something versus TTV. It was Bulby won the last EOS Cup. You know, there is a buff as the repeat winner.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was the other way around. Aren't you just more likely to lose if you won the last one? I thought that was how that worked. Yeah, whatever.
We've only had one so far in Unite, so I don't know. Who knows what happens?
That is very true. The first annual. Lazadin, how about you, Dark Horse team?
You said top four, and you knew what my answer was going to be. TOS Takeover, baby, let's go.
TOS Takeover. All right, TOS Takeover will be
number
there.
Four in NA, baby.
Also, hilarious, if they make it out of groups and they seed them how I think they will, you will most likely play TOS first round of bracket. Right?
Enjoy getting sent to losers back at Sanji.
They seeded regionals last year based off of your game score, right? So that would require... Okay. Yeah, it's not like if you make it out.
It's not like second of C versus first.
Yeah. It's quite literally. So once again, we talked about ASU having maybe the easier group. Uh-huh. They probably would be first seed with a 6-0 record. Yeah. And then the other teams would also need to match. And then even if they matched, it would go back to like previous seeding. So okay. Even if LG goes 6-0, they're second seed or third seed, depending on how TTV and ASU do.
All right. Sorry to keep coming after TUS. My dark horse is Spinal. I think Spinal has been on a fast track to becoming a better team. I think they have been improving every single tournament. Results just haven't been there yet, but that's why they're a dark horse, and I think they are fully capable of getting into top four. Please, Red Love, please say the air is different again live on stream. It's the best moment of my life. I really think that this roster could absolutely do it, but... Okay, cool. I think that's to the end of our predictions, all of our shout-outs to these teams, these players. Is there any closing thoughts that we want to say towards AOS Cup? Anything like that, but from the two of you? Nope. All good. That's totally fine. I think we can close it out here. I will end on this just saying that AOS Cup is always one of the most exciting tournaments of the year. Of course, for money, for championship points, and the extra amount of teams is very exciting. But personally, for me, it's the fact that EU gets to play their top eight in person. It's going to be dope. I absolutely cannot wait. I think that that level of broadcast is going to be so cool for the game to have that midseason and at regionals and at worlds. I think Unite is on a really cool track for just improving their broadcast stuff. ACL was helping with that too. I don't know. I think the game is heading in a very positive direction in the competitive game front. So that is something very exciting. Before we go though, I do want to give everybody a chance to plug their stuff. Any shout outs you want to do, sell out, shout out, drop the ats, whatever you need to do. So Sneaky Seal, where can people find you on the internet?
Yeah, twitch.tv/thesneakyseal. Be watching Saturday. Twitter.com/thesneakyseal if you want to see stupid things all the time. And speaking of selling out, you are sponsored, so I do want to recommend the sponsor for Kinda Fit, Kinda Fat. They do have some really nice Pokemon shirts. Yeah, you know, there's a Machamp who's, I believe, lifting double weights while also eating
a donut,
which is which is wow, man. That's exactly what should be happening when you have forearms. So definitely check out the Kinda Fit, Kinda Fat sponsor, which has been plugged in chat. Thank you, Gamma, the best.
Oh yeah. Gamma's always hot with the exclamation mark commands. It's great. Yeah, thank you so much for the shout out to our sponsor. They're really cool. I'm wearing their shorts right now, so I like their stuff a lot. Lazadin, where can people find you? Anything you want to shout out? Well wishes to your competitors? Anything like that?
Well wishes.
Eulogies? Whatever.
Here lies the body of Group C.
Shout out to Unite Mike's Mayhem tomorrow. Obviously, it's going to be a banger. I expect there to be some troll drafting because it's four days before an event, but oh well. Also, there's going to be a special episode of the Mathcast on Saturday, like at 7 p.m. or something. That's supposed to be History of the Math Chord. It's just going to be Math Geek doing that one solo, but. Because I'm going
to
be busy.
Let's say like that's in the middle of a thing.
And for people to know how to tune into those ones, I believe they keep the audio files as patron only, but you can listen live in MathCore Discord. If you're in that Discord, Saturday evening, you'll see the event there. You can go and you can listen in live. So that's how they do their podcast. If you don't know what MathCore is, MathCore is an amazing Discord server that labs the heck out of the game of Pokemon Unite. They are the best forefront and discovering bugs and things that are happening to the game, but also filling out stats for places like Unite DB and all some of the best resources in Pokemon Unite. So go check out MathCore, join the Discord no matter what, and if you want to check out the next episode of MathCast, you can do so there in the MathCore Discord. Did I plug it well enough? I think that's the way to do it. I unfortunately don't have a good Discord link, but just find it.
If you go to unitedb.com, if you scroll down to the bottom, there's a MathCore link.
There you go. Perfect. Go to unitedb.com. Okay. Well, I feel like you took all my plugs, everyone. But yeah, Unite Mike's Mayhem is happening tomorrow, the finals night. It's going to be Team TTV trying to defend their crown against Team YouTube, Amaterasu, and Luminosity Gaming. Yes, it is the week before AOS Cup, so we'll see how it goes down. But still, that top level of competition. No matter what the choices of Pokemon are, I think we're in for some fantastic games. Please tune in and check it out. I've had so much fun with this last 3 or 4 weeks of the series, and it's been awesome. So thank you so much for everyone who's going to be tuning into that. As always, if you're listening to this on a podcast platform, please leave a review or a rating of 5 stars. It helps the show out so much. And hey, tell a friend about the show if you wanted to listen to more competitive Unite content. But I think that brings us to the end of this episode. I cannot wait to talk to you next time when we dive more deeply into the EUIC top 8 and we get to take a look back at whoever won North America AOS Cup. It's going to be fantastic. We'll see you all next time. Goodbye.